Ask the Experts with Michael Elijan. Welcome to another Ask the Experts teleseminar in our series of educational events for a new age. The time is ripe. The people are ready, asking questions for which there have not been answers. Until now, these events are sponsored by Altwaters Technology and Green Healthcare USA. And this is your host, Carol Kepler, with some information that may force you into a new level of awareness. Our guest tonight, Michael Elijan. His topic, from his newly released book, Prepare for the Landings. Are you ready? This will have you sitting on the edge of your seat. So put your phone on speaker, get comfortable, and get ready to learn about UFOs and government cover-up, the difference between ETs and Greys, and about contactees, of which Michael Elijan is one. There is so much to learn here, so we'd better get started. Michael Elijan online with us from his office in Seattle, Washington. Good evening, Michael.
Glad to be here.
I have a feeling we're in for a few surprises over the next hour. After reading your book, Prepare for the Landings, Are You Ready?, I see you started on this amazing journey at a very young age.
Well, yes. Actually, you might say from the time I was born, as I share in our book, Prepare for the Landings, it's something I knew from the time I was born. In other words, I didn't have what would be called the cosmic amnesia veils over my mind. So it was something I always knew. I actually have memory, conscious memory, of being aboard the Merkaba, what I call the Merkaba Federation light ships, preparing to come into Earth embodiment. I actually remember choosing my Earth parents, who, because of their metaphysical and holistic background, that would allow me not only to retain as much of the higher awareness, energy, and information, but also that my parents were very attuned to certain subjects that would allow me to fulfill my mission for being here in Earth embodiment.
So you actually are saying you have known since birth. You had an experience actually in your book. I was fascinated by at age six.
Yes, I grew up in Southern California, about 40 miles north of San Diego, a little town called Vista, which is also by a town called Oceanside on the coast. It has a pier. And I had an experience, as I share in the book, Prepare for the Landings, falling off the pier. Very traumatic experience initially as I started to fall off. But the next moment, I was literally physically teleported, beamed aboard this Federation Merkaba lightship that I actually remember being aboard and saying goodbye to these same beings, the very human-appearing beings that were dressed in these silver blue metallic suits prior to taking Earth embodiment. And so now, 6 years later, at 6 years of age, they beam me back on board because of the traumatic nature of the fall. And I interact with them for a while, as I share in the book. I mean, I didn't want to come back. I wanted to just stay up there. And this experience, unlike the many of the abduction cases that people so much hear about, and it's my premise that actually there's huge number of these benevolent contacts, and go back in the 1950s, people like George Adamski and others were having contacts with these same kind of beings, but there's been a huge suppression. But for me, this was important because not only did it verify the memories I had carried with me, but also during this contact, I was specifically told that this experience I was going through was also preparation for what my personal experience of divine intervention was, a preparation for mass planetary divine intervention and world evacuation that would eventually occur. It was a prelude. And it verified, though, as I said, the memories of being with these beings, being a part of the Federation of Light, and I knew my mission was to prepare humanity. I knew I was going to write this book. I knew I basically knew the title of it from the time I was young. And so after all these decades, it's been wonderful. Finally, God, what to be able to find this in book form and tell the whole story.
Well, we're so pleased that you have. A lot of people in this country, and I say this country because I understand that other countries feel differently. So many people here either don't believe in the UFO, ET thing, or they're scared, hoping it's not true.
Well, there's a lack of quality called cognitive dissonance.
Oh, I like that.
I'm not pronouncing the word right, the dissonance, but it is because even when you present information, facts, talking about like the educated fools who have PhDs. You know, these people are, you know, educated fools because they're brainwashed to a lot of bad science and outdated theories and information, which is also a tactic to keep everybody in the dark about what's really going on. And then when you present them with the real facts, like the old Dragnet image of, you know, just the facts, ma'am, kind of thing, they have, like, 9/11, the biggest false flag of all. But some, there are so many people to this day who still don't believe or understand that it was a false flag enacted by our own government and by the cabal to make people think one thing was going on when something else entirely different was occurring. Because if you look at the facts, just the facts, you know, it's very clear how, you know, they lied to us, how they manipulated the data. I'm just using that as one reference point where people need to open up, use your discernment, but open up, open your minds to new, quote, new ideas, that if you don't, you may have a little challenge going through some of these changes.
It's hard, too, because we get information from about UFOs from so-called experts, and it might be false information.
Well, yes.
How do you know?
Well, you know, that's the whole thing. I mean, as a contactee and channel, and having been physically taken aboard twice, interacting with these beautiful human-appearing ETs, and even connecting with a few incognito walking the streets of Earth down here, as well as communicating with them, let's just say that for me it's a reality that I would never could be ever even deny, plus my memory before this life, and these experiences verified that memory. But you know, the UFO community, which is a whole subject I could get into, it's my premise based on my own research without any bias and being very open, looking at all the facts. You know, most of these so-called, I'm not saying all of them, but the vast majority within the UFO community in the last 30, 40 years, who tout themselves as being so professional, could never pass a criminal investigation to save their life, because in a criminal investigation, you don't manipulate the facts, you don't create hidden agendas, you don't leave out some of the evidence just because it doesn't support your, quote, premise or agenda. And I've seen this happen. You know, it seems like the whole agenda has been to ridicule and suppress any reference to human-appearing benevolent contacts.
Exactly.
While, quote, stuffing the entities called the Greys down our throats about abduction, talking about mysterious lights in the sky like it's some mysterious or negative reality.
Yes. So we need to get right down to facts, that the fact that the U.S. government has denied the idea since the beginning. A year ago, I clipped a newspaper article entitled Ex-Military Officers, UFO Real. And it was about, in fact, I've got it in front of me. It was, it's three columns long. It's probably 6x6. So it wasn't on the front page. It was buried in the newspaper, but it's big enough to be noticed. And it is the group of officers, Air Force mostly, who have gotten together and have used declassified, I'm looking at this, armed with declassified documents and vivid details, a group of former Air Force officers gathered Monday to go public with an assertion that they have kept mostly under wraps for decades, that UFOs visited the bases they were stationed at and caused nuclear weapons systems to temporarily malfunction. That's the first paragraph.
Well, that's very significant, because one of the first experiences after that initial being taken aboard, and while I was aboard the ship, the being named Orion, who I was connected with, and, you know, of course, the question is, who were the Greek and Roman gods and goddesses? Who were the angels in the Bible? It was the same group of beings. Well, in interacting with Orion, he, right before I was taken, brought back to Earth, he specifically told me that I was going to have contact with an old friend of ours known as Ashtar, and Lord Ashtar, Commander Ashtar. Well, 3 years later, while I'm sitting in front of the old black-and-white TV watching President Kennedy's news conference on the Cuban Missile Crisis, Ashtar pops into the room. Now, he's standing etherically there, even though he looked more real than some of the mundane humans I saw walking around Earth. And his first words to me telepathically were very clearly heard in my mind. He goes, "We're not going to allow nuclear war because it's against Federation policy." And then he followed it up with talking about how they were already starting to come down over military bases, shutting down the missiles and all these type of military hardware. Well, as you were referring to, years later, all these former military, you know, people talking about and verifying what I was told telepathically that very day.
Is that not exciting? And
yes.
I'm so pleased that I came upon this, and I've kept it for a year because I needed you to be talking about this.
Right, and I think that's significant, especially with the recent events in Japan. You know, I'll just quickly mention this. You know, when the Three Mile Island incident happened a number of years ago, and I heard about that, Ashtar had told me they brought a Merkaba light ship down and made sure a China syndrome didn't occur. And years later, an old publication that's out of print now called Official UFO, the article in there was about another contactee being interviewed by the reporter, and he specifically said the same thing, that they brought a light ship down and neutralized what could have been a problem. And then when Chernobyl happened in 1985, Astra specifically told me he brought a Merkaba Federation light ship down over the reactor.
Beautiful.
And dropped the rad level on the instruments. Well, you know, so years later, when the Berlin Wall fell in the so-called Cold War, because I believe it was all a smoke screen to keep the war machine going, having talked to a lot of agents, the capitalist communist conspiracy, always have to have an enemy, of course. But anyway, in the documents that came out from the KGB, formerly classified documents, specifically one of them was about the Chernobyl incident. And we know basically that the most of the cleanup crew and technicians were basically ordered at gunpoint, you know, go in and clean up the mess. Well, they didn't want to, but in the document, specifically, as they're approaching the reactor, they watch a UFO come down, hover over the reactor, and they watch a significant drop on the radiation level on their instruments. Those are the kind of confirmations that I get all the time.
Beautiful.
Later. Yeah. And now, even as bad as it was, it would have been significantly higher. And now we have Japan's situation, which was a false flag. There's a lot of evidence, people I've interviewed, information over the Internet. And I mainly picked up, when I heard about this, that I picked up that he had ignited a bomb underneath the ocean, caused the Tsunami wave, the cabal, or the Illuminati, or the power elite, or the industrial military complex, all representing the same group, the cabal, corporate entities, have wanted to human genocide in various nasty little programs, such as the HAARP and chemtrail program, and just to name a few, have been instigating a huge number of false flags. Now, most of them have either been neutralized by the Federation light or severely brought down from the original intensity. So as bad as things have been, I can guarantee you in the audience it would have been many, many times worse. Well, when the thing happened in Japan a few months ago, I immediately picked up, saw thousands of ships coming down over Japan. And even though this was never mentioned in the corporate-controlled mainstream media, within a short time, within days, here are all these YouTube videos of people videotaping large numbers of light ships coming down, UFOs coming down over Japan and significantly dropping the radiation level. They have been actually, as bad as things have been, they've been sucking up huge amounts of radiation out of the atmosphere and the contamination. Now, the cabal tried to use HAARP, which is the weather modification, mind control type technology, to suck radiation over to the United States and contaminate all of us over here in their human genocide. Well, that's also been mostly neutralized, even though we have to take personal responsibility and do our part as the ground crew, cleanup crew. They're the cosmic backup team. But I can assure the audience, as bad as things have been, it should have been many, many times worse, the actual level of radiation and destructive potential that the cabal has been involved in.
Let me interject here. I am an energy intuitive, and so I can read energy. And I wasn't into this at the time of Chernobyl, but have been since. And I checked out Japan 3 days later. I didn't think to do it right away, but I wanted to read the energy of the nuclear mess that had happened. And 3 days later, it was already almost totally cleared. Almost totally cleared. And so people have asked me, and I've said, not to worry, not to worry. It's been cleared. They don't understand it, and now I know.
Yeah, well, there was a lot of reports of various people, and even in the East Coast, a friend of mine who had Geiger counters. Now, there's different types of Geiger counters, which created confusion, I found out. There was a guy, in fact, who responded to some of it, who was an expert. He said, you know, I could have made thousands of dollars and sold lots of people Geiger counters because of this mass hysteria. He said, but I'm not picking up. He said, I feel like I have zero radiation
from the Japan situation.
On the other hand, we also note that in these wars in the Middle East and stuff, there's been a lot of depleted uranium from the weapons that the troops have been using. It's like a small-scale nuclear war. And so the Air Force has been doing is they've been sucking up all this radiation so there's no half-life problems. And because the Federation light's been given through the Andromedan Council recently greater authority to intervene more directly as they gear up for the events that I describe in our book, Prepare for the Landings, overt mass appearance of the ships. And because of some recent events also that have knocked out the cabal's ability to continue to manipulate us, as well as a few renegades off the planet that weren't members of the Federation that were trying to, you know, working with the cabal masters. Well, they've all been basically eliminated now, the off-worlder, a few renegade groups. Well, most of them have always been benevolent. 99% of the beings coming here were benevolent. It's just there were a few renegades like the Greys and Reptilians and Anaki types that were screwing things up here. Well, now they have been, there was a recent battle that happened that offed, that got rid of them, and now only the benevolent ones. But what is very exciting, though, I will mention, and I know that Aurora Light will be a guest on your show soon, and she's the co-author of book Prepare for the Landings. Aurora and Bill have recently secured some night military, third-grade military night vision goggles, and who are going to be doing night vision watches through looking at the UFOs flying around in the sky. See, I'm over here in Seattle. I'm on this kind of quest to get out the book Boarding Pass. I like to refer to it, Prepare for the Landings. That's my job. And what they're going to be doing in Phoenix is letting people look, as either Bill or Aurora will be looking through, or whoever will be looking through the goggle. Since you can't take these goggles because they're considered munitions by military lingo, you know, even though they're not weapons, they're still considered munitions, so they're not allowed to be taken out of the country. But anyone in the world, and through UFOSkywatch.com, that's our website, Bill is updating it now, you will be able to, from the comfort of your living room, from your home, as you come on and do a, they're going to do doing webcasts a couple times a night. What anyone who see looking through the night vision goggles, you will be able to see the final finishing of the cleansing of the heavens and all the Merkaba Federation light ships flying around, gearing up for this big moment when they're going to openly come down over the planet. So it's very exciting.
Let me ask you something. Mm-hmm. We often can't see the stars in the sky here in Phoenix at night. Because of the because it's dull. It isn't up like up in Flagstaff when you know where you can. There are billion stars.
Right.
Is it possible with our human eyes just to look up and see what people would normally think was a star? But I am looking up and it looks like red and green flashes. Is that possible?
Well, yeah, as a matter of fact, you know, of course, if you know where the position of stars and planets and satellites and all that stuff, as I, for years, kind of studied some of that more, you know, traditional known astronomical stuff. But when you see something that looks like a bright, colorful star, at least how the astronomers
yes.
try to say, it's a star flickering in the atmosphere. But a night or two later, it's not there, especially when you use something as a reference point, like a telephone pole or a
right.
tree or something. And you see it go slightly behind it.
Mm-hmm.
And move back
I
and
do notice.
Slightly. That's no star. And or the saucer-shaped lenticular clouds. Earth meteorologists refer to the saucer-shaped clouds. Those are usually a light ship, either in etheric or physical, with an ionization around it. And they're hovering there, and they're working on the atmosphere, cleaning out the chemtrail, petrochemical poisons. For those of you who don't know what chemtrails are, you know, go on the Internet. You'll pick up, if you type in chem, C-H-E-M-T-R-A-L-S, you'll pick up thousands of websites, depending how many search engines you go through, as well as HARP, and those are cabal projects for human genocide and trying
mm-hmm.
to control us. Well, those projects are starting to break down now because of things that I and many other contactees, people who are becoming away, have asked the Federation to step in, as we're giving a mandated authority, as we ask, do our responsibility as light beings, as you know, ground crew, cleanup crew down here, by our actions, we're giving them mandated authority to take more direct action on the people's behalf against the cabal. This is what they really want to do. There's more and more of, and right now, very exciting, all over the planet, there's a group called Anonymous that is gaining millions of members right now, and there are military former whistleblowers that have joined the ranks of Anonymous, and this is the group that's also putting on the big gatherings at Wall Street. and all over the place to bring down the cabal through a very peaceful civil disobedience. We have the right to do this as long as they're not violent and not too rowdy. And groups of people have the right to gather and make our voice known. And I was recently made an honorary member of Anonymous. This was kind of instigated by the movie V for Vendetta, which was kind of a movie that basically said, hey, it's time to end the nonsense. But what Anonymous is doing it very peacefully, but gathering huge number of people who are gathering all over the planet right now to make it clear to the cabal, you know, your day is done. Mm-hmm. We're tired of you. And also there's a new economic system about to be introduced that's been set in operation behind the scenes that some the Federation members and beings from the inner earth and a few others have gathered together with a few of the former members of the cabal who have joined together. They're called the White Hats and White Dragons that Benjamin Fulfrin talks about that are about to instigate, you know, setting up this new system. I don't know when it's going to come in, but I feel it's very, very soon that the economic system that we presently have had, which is a corrupt system, the fiat phony Federal Reserve usury system, is about to literally go down.
I love it.
People aren't going to suffer. Only the cabal.
I love it.
Yeah.
And I have to say that I train people to do what I do, which is read energy, and they are very they have very high frequencies, and so whenever they notice something on the planet that is not good, we can send divine intervention. Broadcast divine intervention to that situation, and we have done it to the Black Hats and the White Hats, and it has. And what we're picking up is the Black Hats, it has disempowered them, and it has empowered the White Hats. So we are basically working along the same lines and, in fact, using the same terminology as you. You talk a lot about divine intervention. I like that.
Right. And there's different forms of that from very different ways that the Federation of Light and the spiritual hierarchy is behind the scenes more and more powerfully. As we, of course, wake up, as people wake up, take responsibility, do the things we can. That one of the things I like to emphasize, and I really believe this is true, that there is a group of those of us, which I believe you're connected with, whose this is the way I like to explain it, whose oversoul future self has merged, is merging back into the past present timeline. We are like consciousness time travelers, an aspect of us that's merging with us now, that's altering the old timeline. For those of the light, and creating a new timeline that instead of only a third of humanity surviving through this change, I see a minimum of two-thirds to three-quarters without even having to go through so much trauma, going through this in a very smooth way. And one of the great bits of news that has happened recently, despite the erroneous reporting of Elanin, who they reported as a comet, is really a giant planetoid mothership from the Federation of Light that has come in to buffer the solar flare activity from the sun. Which means our grid isn't going to have to go down in a destructive way. We are going to replace the present electromagnetic grid with a system that's going to be more healthier for us. But there's not going to be all the chaos and destructive things in this new timeline as the old timeline showed having occurred. And it's going to be a much smoother transition. And we're gearing up for a really exciting ride here for those of us with the light. Meanwhile, the cabal, the power elite, they are about to have their goose cooked, so to speak. They're already experiencing so many of their own personnel jumping ship, so to speak, coming like rats running out of Washington.
Sinking ship.
Yeah, and they really thought during these last few days there was going to be this major false flag event. Well, what happened a few weeks ago, as I and various other people picked up, is there was a last major little war that happened in the heavens where the last few renegades, which are really a small number compared to the Federation Light, the Reptilian Gray Anunnaki group. The Anunnaki, most of those decided to work with the Federation, but the Grays and Reptilians specifically were taken out. They had a number of underground bases, most of the cabal bases all the way from there was a base near Washington, D.C. that was taken out, base near not too far from Denver. The Dulce base got taken out, and quite a few number of others were taken out or damaged severely. Now their day is done. Their plan, the cabal's idea from the get-go, going back 60, 70 years since they've been building the acronym of DUMB, Deep Underground Military Bases, it's pretty dumb. They thought they could go underground, unite with these few dark renegade entities, they would survive while the rest of us perished on the outer side of the Earth as Nibiru wormwood came through. Well, what's happened is, with the new timeline and with the Federation stepping in with these giant motherships, there's actually three of them out there. They're invisible, huge, but NASA's been videotaping and photographing them on the infrared ultra-low frequency. These are thousands of miles across that have positioned themselves around the Earth to buffer any kind of activity that would against Nibiru and Wormwood. So in the past, when Nibiru came through every 3,700 years, it would cause major physical Earth changes in a very destructive way, which Mother Earth needed a good facelift and a cosmic extreme makeover. This time it's more energetically changing things vibrationally, molecularly, rather than so much of the physical destructive aspect of the change. So we're going through a vibrational shift more than we are physical. It's a cleansing, but it's done more on a vibrational level. There will be some earthquakes, there will be some changes, but won't be as severe as the original vision of the timeline that most people have seen.
Are not the a lot of the hurricanes, weather wars, Alex Jones calls them,
right.
Are they not man-made?
Well, what it is there always has been natural, quote, hurricanes. But what the HARP, High Altitude Auroral Research Phenomena, technology that was established like over 20, 25 years ago, it was like in the late 80s, right after the Harmonic Convergence, when the planet's energy did start to shift, the Black Ops Cobalt Gall freaked out, so they instigated HARP, chemtrails, and a few other Black Op kind of programs to try to, and through human genocide, too, through deadly vaccines, all this is a big scam, make profit as well, kill off a certain number of people. Well, that's not quite going to plan, even though they're still trying to instigate legislation on everybody. But the HARP thing, what they do is they'll take a smaller hurricane and amp it up like they did with Katrina in New Orleans. They aimed it at New Orleans. Of course, it didn't quite go according to their plan. They initially thought they could destroy all the levees right away, destroy the area, build huge corporate high-rises for their New World Order headquarters that they were going to do with the all of this new plan. Well, by the time it hit New Orleans, the higher forces had downsized it. So then they had to send in their black ops and blow up the levees down there.
That's what I understand.
A lot of people heard the explosions.
Mm-hmm.
So four weeks ago when Hurricane Irene, which was from a smaller hurricane, the plan was to aim it at New York and wipe out millions of people. Well, of course, it didn't quite go that way. And even though a few people did die, unlike the millions of people that they planned to wipe out, they also had one of the many weapon systems that's been in the underground bases. They were transporting a small nuclear device that they were going to use for a false flag. Well, that device, plus many things such as psychotronics, mind control type technologies, were all taken out in the base near Washington, D.C., and also Dulce Base. That got totally destroyed. Before they did it, they used a sonic type system. Alex Collier, who's a contact, he was talking about that, because a nuclear thing would never be allowed. But Benjamin Fulford thought that the group that's working with the Federation Light, who's part of the Pentagon, who is now opposed to the Cabal, he called them the White House, White Dragons. He interpreted it that it was a nuclear device. But see, the Federation would never allow a nuclear device to be used. So what it was the lasers that the systems they shot down neutralized the nuclear thing they were going to use for a false flag, plus all these other black op weapon systems that was being used to manipulate humanity through mind control, genetic manipulation. So that all got wiped out a few weeks ago. That's why a lot of people may be feeling a little disoriented, because initially when you regain your sovereignty and you start getting back in touch with your I am presence and you're no longer controlled, unlike some of us who've learned to kind of compensate for that and develop more of an immunity to it, as I went through in my experience in 79 aboard the ships, my DNA RNA was altered. But for a lot of the people who are now kind of set free from that control, it's time now to get hep to what's going on. But this event a few weeks ago was a turning point that now means a lot of things that were being blocked will now be allowed to come into alignment.
Whoa, we need to take a short break here before we hear the rest of the story and give you a chance to catch your breath, Michael Elijan. We here at Old Waters Technology are on a continual search for the next level of information, things that you don't already know about, but need to know in order to make wise decisions. The Old Waters products line is your link to a truly healthy body and without harmful drugs and surgery. Water-based formulas added to 1 quart of pure water daily for 5 weeks does the job of deep cellular cleansing. The place to start, no matter what your health challenge is. Call today to get your intuitive energy scan and learn how easy it is to find and clear the root cause of your illness. The number is 602-996-9753. That's 602-996-9753. And now back to our guest, Michael Elijan, author of Prepare for the Landings, Are You Ready? Calling in from Seattle, Washington. Michael, did we give you enough time to catch your breath?
Oh, yes, definitely.
You've been doing this for a few years, haven't you?
Oh, yeah, I've been doing well. I've been openly talking about this reality since the late 70s, early 80s, when I really came out after this experience in 79. They tried to off me. And that's when one of the services that I provide for fellow light workers, star people, volunteers, Earth Embodiment, and I invite you to go check out some of the websites that I'm connected with. One of those, of course, is prepareforthelandings.com, which is all about the book Aurora Light and I published about our experiences with human appearing ETs, and also channelforthemasters.com. That's channelforthemasters.com, which shares briefly, which I go a lot more in the book about, how I was trained as a channel through the Edgar Cayce method of channeling. And for many, many years, after I initially had visitations from Ashtar and Archangel Michael and Saint Germain, different masters and cosmic beings of light, I started going through some older states of consciousness and talking in my sleep. My father, having studied the life of Edgar Cayce, I began to feel like, hey, I can train my son in the same way that Cayce was activated. Because if you go back, of course, to many of the original oracle traditions, sometimes there was a hypnotist-type person who helped the oracle develop their ability to be a channel. So by the time I was 15, and by word of mouth for many years until 1979, the kind of channelings they did were, I would go into a trance state, I wouldn't remember anything. And like Cayce's work, the information kind of focused on emotional or dietary information about past lives, certain earth lives. And these were people who were trying to get off the wheel of karma, and I could help. I was glad I could help them. But I really didn't feel, for most of the people, that much a connection with until after 1979. And the experiences I share in the book Prepare for the Landings, when they took me on board and connect with this being named Quartan, who in the Ashtar Command Federation of Light is a communications technician and expert and specialist in opening up types of communication. In fact, he overchannels my channeling classes that I do. And he specifically told me on board the ship a couple very important things, among other things he told me. One of them, he said that I was going to come upon a list of characteristics that he said would be a physiological reference point for others who are also awakening to help them understand that they're a volunteer in Earth embodiment, and depending how much energy that we've been able to bring with us and retain on the human level would be how many of these characteristics we would actually end up having. Well, 2 months later, for the first time, I came upon that list where Brad Steiger, working with certain NASA engineers and scientists who were kind of renegades, I guess, kind of broke away from the big cover-up that NASA's involved in, who had been doing research about some of us who genetically have certain characteristics. And when I first saw that list, I recognized I had almost everyone on the list, because with conscious memory of my past, I retain physiologically more of the energy within my physical being. Now, also Ashtar, Quartan specifically told me that from now on, unlike the old karmic kinds of sessions that I had done, which kind of prepared me to be a cosmic telephone line, from now on, it would be transformational sessions for other volunteers like myself. In other words, when I'm doing these sessions, and usually Ashtar, Lord Ashtar, Commander Ashtar comes in first because he's in charge of Earth missions for the volunteers, and he's very passionate about finishing up the work he has been involved in for eons of time, preparing Earth for divine intervention. And with women, you know, the goddesses, the ladies, the commandresses, the ladies of light up there, they came to me a number of years ago, and they said, hey, we want to talk to the women of Earth. I go, sure. Of course, I have to be very secure in my feminine side, so usually one of the females will come through when I do a reading for a woman, and there's a question-answer period at the end. But one of the very interesting things about these sessions, which I'm still very fascinated by, is that when Ashtar and the female are coming through me, they have an energy beam on me from the Merkaba, from the Federation light ship on a higher dimension, and they're downloading what is called these higher light encodements, which is part of the Elohim consciousness technology. So as you play the back the recording, which I record, I used to do it on audio tapes, now I do it on CDs as of several months ago, the depending how much, and this is the word they use, proportionate to how much you rise to the occasion and really embrace your potential, is how much these encodements will activate. But they're designed to activate your DNA, RNA, and cause major transformations within your essence and speed up and accelerate what would normally have taken a lot longer. So they're very transformational sessions, and that's one of the services that I provide for lightworkers. I do the sessions either in person or right over the phone. Probably do most of my sessions over the phone because I'm up here in Seattle, Washington. But there are people call me from all over the planet. I just did a session with a woman in Italy just the other day. Lightworkers are waking up all over the planet right now. And that's one of the great things is so many people are awakening. But these sessions help people on an individual basis understand in regard to the book, Prepare for the Landings, what the individual role each person has in regard to divine intervention coming up.
And I do basically the same thing as you all over the planet, but I read the energy of the body and find root cause of people's health challenges. And we have amazing, amazing people. They're all on the same page. I've named some of them Zohars from the book J.J. Hertog wrote, Keys of Enoch, because, and I'm classifying them as beings of light. And so this is really exciting. Everything that you say is tying into what we're doing. And another thing is that list, I saw that list about 2 years ago. Dr. Meg Losey is a person that we had as one of our experts
about
2 years
the
ago.
List?
Yes. Huh? And much of it was on her list. So I didn't know where that had come from originally. So this is really exciting, and people are waking up. I was sent a DVD. Actually, I was sent four DVDs of your lectures by one of your people. And the one that I listened to first was Recognizing the Human Appearing ET, and I was fascinated with that. I've shared that with so many people, and as an energy intuitive, I am able to pick up right away these human-appearing ETs, and we have many, many, many of them over the years. I didn't recognize them under that name. But when I talked with you last, I said that I was getting that Nikola Tesla and Einstein were human-appearing ETs, correct?
Well, no, they were volunteers in Earth embodiment.
Okay.
The difference between a volunteer in Earth embodiment where we leave our immortal light body, our higher energy physical body on the ship, and come down and are born in the normal way, or can come in as a walk-in like Ruth Montgomery talked about, where there's a soul transfer, a soul emergence. And then we have the ones, human appearing are beings who are right off the ships in their higher light body. That's the only difference between those of us in Earth embodiment, leave our body aboard the ship, and experience human life in a physiological similar way so we can help others, versus the ones who come here incognito. Nikola Tesla actually, and well, I take that back, actually he was physically from the planet Venus. He was dropped on the doorstep of a couple in what later became Yugoslavia. There's a book called Spaceship X-12, The Wall of Light, and that is actually a description of him being physically dropped on the doorstep.
Wow.
He grew up in that area and was near Serbia.
I've now, got Einstein holy shivers on that one.
Huh?
I have holy shivers on that one.
Yeah, and that's why, even though a lot of people have heard about Tesla through the years, they didn't realize how metaphysical he actually was when he hung out with Westinghouse, as the book describes, and how, of course, and there's a great film called The Secret Life of Nikola Tesla that was blacked up in the Motion Picture Guild for many years, wouldn't it be allowed. I got one of the original pirated copies of it. And then later, when, you know, Orson Welles, who played J.P. Morgan in that movie, tried to get the movie over here, but the head of the Motion Picture Guild had links with the power elite and didn't want that to occur. But now there is, I think if you go on the internet, you can actually type in that, and actually it's now available in DVD form. And it's a great movie. It really, really describes his life in detail, not so much from the metaphysical, but just about his life and what the challenges that he faced after J.P. Morgan and Edison wanted to suppress all of his research and And that's what happened, even though it became part of the military-industrial complex, the technology was suppressed. But one of the people you should definitely interview, besides Aurora Light, is William Alec. Bill Alec, who also known as Dr. Houdini in the Vortex Network show, because he could build a UFO. He just doesn't have the R&D to do it. And he interviews all these people on anti-gravity and all kinds of interesting topics.
How exciting. You use a lot of different words that I'm not sure mean the same thing. Let me ask about them. I jotted them down. Volunteers, contactees, star people, and then you probably said a couple of others. What's the difference between them?
Well, the word contactee is for those of us who are volunteers in Earth embodiment normally, who are having recontact with the very beings we knew prior to taking Earth embodiment before we left our light body in storage on board the craft. And even the word indigo or crystal or wanderer was a word that we used in the 1950s that also described the volunteers, the star people, in different terms. So contactees are those of us who have reconnection with the beings we had known prior to coming here. Star people are the term that Brad Steiger compiled for the volunteers. And then human-appearing ETs or those who are members of the Star Nations, Federation of Light. And there's many different species that belong to the Federation of Light. It's just that the vast majority of the ones coming here now are human-appearing, are Elohim, because they're the ones that genetically seeded the Earth human race here. And the problem was that later on, after the Elohim colonies were established here, a group called the Draconians, also referred to as Luciferians or Satonians, and some of the Anunnaki that were part of it, came here and infiltrated the Elohim colonies and shut down 10 of our original 12 strands to enslave us and manipulate us. Well, now those strands are being reactivated. And so in things like the color meditation that I share in the DVD, Dynamics of Cosmic Telepathy, which is about one of the channeling classes I do, it helps you reactivate that DNA RNA through using color and frequency and calling on the higher forces to help you. And there's a lot of resources, that information that we have available. Aurora will talk about, she is connected with thehealthgalleria.com, which is a great website for health information, products, tools, technologies that Aurora makes available to people. She does these health medical, health intuitive. We don't give medical advice. We're not allowed to.
That's right.
She has the right to present her attunement to people who come to her and ask her questions. We have a right to present our opinions about things. But she's helped a lot of people get clarity about their health situation. It's kind of like my mission is to help people understand their mission through my 90-minute transformational sessions, channelings. And she does sessions right over the phone or in person that are 90-minute health sessions to help people get their health trip together. So, Cora, the way we could say it is that I help people in their mission, and she helps people stay healthy and alive until their mission is over.
I like that one. You said that there were about 17% of the world's population were these special people.
Well, no, actually the number has increased from the original with all the new crystal rainbow souls. These are older souls and young bodies being born right now on Earth.
Yes.
The new generation of volunteers. Yes. It has now increased to about 29% as of just recently. About 29%, almost a third of humanity.
That is so exciting and so very hopeful. Hopeful. Michael Elejan, you are one amazing person. We're so pleased to be able to have you share with us tonight. And I'd like to have you go over some of the things that you mentioned, but I want them all in one place, how we can learn more about what you're doing. Mm-hmm. And let's just put it here toward the end of our show so that people can find it easily.
Right.
First of all, you have your book. This is your first one. Is that correct?
Yeah, this book is the book I've been waiting my entire life. Knew basically the title of it, knew the basic material, called Prepare for the Landings. Are you ready?
241 pages of amazing, amazing material. It is packed with so many answers to questions that we didn't know to ask.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm very passionate. I kind of jokingly refer to myself as the cosmic John the Baptist, in the sense I'm talking about all the good news rather than all the bad news that the corporate entities like to stuff down our throats.
Yes.
We are going to definitely, as I like to say, It's basically a cosmic done deal, a sacred promise. It's just the question of timing exactly. That's the only question. Not yes, but when exactly? At how many months into the future? How many few years will it take? You know, I will mention this briefly. There are three events that just happened in the last several months that we were waiting for these events to occur. And we knew that divine intervention, I'm talking about an intergalactic level,
it
would never, could not happen until these three events would occur. And two of those I was talking about up to a few weeks ago as significant, and I forgot about the third event. And these three events, the first thing would be, and this we were waiting for this after millions of years, that a new energy would come into the universe that had never existed before. And if you study the Mayan prophecies, where they talk about the ninth wave, where God would become complete, that's the energy we're talking about that even the Elohim had never experienced. Well, that would be followed by a new Elohim consciousness technology. It's kind of like us discovering fire and then jumping to the Industrial Revolution on a cosmic level. That just happened. And then finally, the third and final event, like a trinity of purpose, was that the last few renegade entities, both on the planet and anywhere in the universe, were finally defeated by the majority of the beings out there, Federation of Light. That just happened a few weeks ago when the bases were taken out, and the base on the far side of the moon and Mars, the Cabal had, they were taken out also. And this so-called nova that blew up out there was another base of the dark, the last major base of the dark ones that was taken out. There was they called it a supernova, but it was actually one of the earlier events that happened that we're now seeing as one of the final end of those forces. So those three events just happened, and we knew when those happened, within a few months at least, or a few years at the most, divine intervention was going to occur.
So where do you see this on that timeline? Do you have
Well, that's hard to say.
Clue?
The timeline is shifting. It's shifting around a little bit as more people wake up. I think it could happen as early, I don't know, early as this coming year, 2012.
And I hope so.
According to military intelligence, people, whistleblowers, people I've connected with and others, even David Wilcox, when he interviewed a guy named Mr. X, one of the first whistleblowers he interviewed, incarnation of Edgar Cayce, he's talking a lot of these with a lot of these people. I've met probably 200 to 300 of these people in years past come to my events. Well, they said that in the 1950s they knew that 2012 would be the moment, would be the year that things would begin to really happen as far as open contact.
And I hear 12/21/12. Had you heard that?
I'm not sure what you're referring
to.
On
December 21st, 2012.
Oh, yeah. Well, the thing is, between October 28th and December 21st are kind of like a whole year of major transition vibrational shifting of the planet.
Ooh, I mean, we're close then, aren't we?
Yeah.
October 28th.
We're going through an ascension right now that's going to step up. And, of course, on 11-11-11, that should be, November 11th, 2011, is going to be a very powerful date.
Mm-hmm.
And 12-12-12, I mean, all of these are stepping up of frequencies.
Mm-hmm, I see.
Yeah.
And then 12-21-12. Mm-hmm. So much to look forward to. And it's so positive now, whereas it has been not very positive at all, and people have felt suppressed and depressed. Actually, there are a lot of groups going now that we are in contact with. Oath Keepers is one. The Tea Party, there's a good Tea Party and a black Tea Party and a white hat Tea Party. Republic for all 50 states now have become republics. And so you can look up Republic for Arizona or Republic for Washington and see already what has happened as they are organizing now to take over in case of government collapse, which of course is pretty certain. But there is an infrastructure for all of the states. That's very exciting.
Well, also, there's a guy in Britain right now. I just got an email from a friend of mine that is challenging the British system that has been very corrupt, and it's interesting. This guy, I can't think of his name right now, but he just got, as I said, an email about him, and he's becoming very, very well known in Britain in recent weeks and months, challenging the whole system that is in the air, really, to a point in a very really wonderful way that is pushing the cabal, I mean, actually to a point where I think he's really referring to Nassar, because he's describing it as a lawful system for the people. It's a common law system. It's starting forming our own banks, because
yes.
of the way that if you get enough numbers to do it,
mm-hmm.
it will definitely be successful.
Mm-hmm.
So it was just kind of interesting having gotten this email and what is taking place. Huge movement in Britain right now, and Parliament's freaking out because he's able to challenge them in such a way. They're all committing fraud, and they're scamming everybody
mm-hmm.
about all these taxes and everything. But
mm-hmm.
he's doing it in such a professional way that he puts them on the spot and exposes them for the fraud that they are, and it's going to start spreading over here at the United States right away because people are linking and networking with one another. So we have some major wonderful things on the horizon that will literally, within the system, with higher help now stepping in, having gotten a major part of the cabal out of the way with these underground bases gone, and the whole system is going to be exposed. Accountability is going to really be forced on these people. So
You mentioned sovereignty.
Mm-hmm.
Which I think is huge, and the thing that the people don't understand, they don't comprehend that.
Oh, yeah, well, that's the whole point, is that most people lost their sovereignty by signing adhesion contracts with
mm-hmm.
Corporate entities. And what this man is doing is helping people restore their sovereignty to common law rather than, the British maritime
corporate
or
law.
Roman civil, right.
Mm-hmm.
And he's doing it in a very professional, he knows all the laws so well. He's an attorney, but he's one who's very honest and really, and the way he explained it was so incredible and so simple. And it just, it's more and more people are waking up now very quickly and are starting to challenge the entire system. And there's nothing they can do about it because of the way it's done when you go into court and the way he challenges them. Now, I've seen people in years past do similar things, but he's done it in a more professionally complete way.
What is his name?
I can't think of it right now. As I said, somebody sent me an email, and I just don't have it at my fingertips.
We would, when you get it, we would love to have it because we are part of the Republic for Arizona, and we would love to share it.
An email on my email list here, and send you a copy of it because it's definitely an important bit of information to make everybody aware of.
And everything goes viral now, so that it goes
all
so quickly.
And on of course, YouTube, there's a huge number of videos of people who have been challenging the system and what that all means. So, anyway.
And it feels so good, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Now, you also have radio shows, show.
Right. On vortexnetworknews.com, Aurora Light has her show. Bill Alec has a show called Progressive Tech Hour. And I have Cosmic Connection.
Whoa.
Bill Alec, periodically we will do these shows once or twice a week and put them up on vortexnetworknews.com. All our shows are archived, going back for 3 years when we used to be on Achieve Radio until we got had to leave because we were talking about corporate things and corporate was kind of sponsoring that show.
doesn't work too well.
Yeah, and so, but one of the things that almost got, caused his station to go down, I did 3 shows on vaccines exposing the vaccine fraud. And the cabal tried to block it and jam the signal and destroyed hundreds of dollars worth of equipment. So then we went to our own thing, vortexnetworknews.com, our own website, so we didn't have to answer to corporate entities who were trying to block the information from coming out.
Perfect.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have DVDs.
Right.
So you lecture and you make DVDs out of from your lectures.
Right.
And I have 4 of those.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so
sent to me by one of your people, by the way. She needed.
Yes.
She said I needed to know. And I'm in Phoenix, and I do remember you from years and years back
mm-hmm.
when you lived in Scottsdale.
Right.
I just wasn't into this yet.
Yeah, well, now you're looks like you're doing a great job of getting this information out to everybody.
Oh, we will. You just wait.
Mm-hmm.
We'll send it out through Oath Keepers and through the Republic for Arizona. Also, so we have more contacts now that
right.
know exactly what you're talking about and will love to be filled in. I don't think they know about the mass evacuation. Can you just tell us a wee bit about that?
Yeah, well, as for those, and you can download the book as an e-book, and I think it's also in Kindle and a few other, Bill Alec has made it available through a few other applications based on different computer hardware. But you can order the book and get a handwritten or activated wording pass copy, as I like to say.
I love it.
Yeah, the book really does summarize the fact that unlike the old one-time wave thing when they came in a few times in an emergency evacuation during Atlantis in earlier times, this time they plan to do a series of waves, that is, take people up according to each time a larger group, so that every soul on this planet would have a chance. And so no one could say, well, I didn't know, like meditating in a cave somewhere.
Yeah.
They would get the grunt drawn to come out of the cave, look up at the sky, there the ships were, and they saw these people just disappear and go, well, it's obviously a connection between these two events. You know, and traditionally what was called the rapture,
yes,
which is traditionally a religious interpreted event.
Mm-hmm.
And I do believe that St. John, who was quite an oracle reader, actually had a vision of the big mothership coming down over the earth. The problem was that he was overwhelmed by the cosmic frequencies he felt. He interpreted it religiously.
Mm-hmm.
And then when the Council of Nicaea, who manipulated the time of Christ and elect the Warren Commission on the Kennedy assassination and all the 9/11 Commission, where they manipulated the historical facts, you know, they put a spin on everything. But the description of the big mothership coming down was quite accurate. And now, of course, there's going to be millions of ships already. There's so many ships around the earth, light ships. There's like cosmic rock star parking. There's so many of them, hardly any parking spaces. So they're planning a series of waves, and the book really gives you clarity of why they're going to do it, all the details revolving around the event. And I'm really excited because, as I said, I had to wait my entire life to get this book published. And now, also, one of the greatest confirmations was a guy named Lance Campbell. I know we're running out of time here, who had a sighting of a ship came down 1,000 feet across and moved up and down in such a way that verified about the book. Nothing like getting cosmic kosher stamp of approval. This happened January 19th when I was on the Coast to Coast show. If you go to the website, Channel for the Masters, you can also hear that archive show, the three-hour show Aurora Knight did that night. And Lance Campbell, the trucker, said he watched the ship go up and down in this confirmatory maneuver that verified based on other past experiences that he had with them.
So is the e-book you're prepare for the landings?
There's an e-book, e-book version of it.
Okay, very good. Okay, I was not understanding that. You have said so much that resonates with what so many of us have felt and known and believed, and we thank you for pulling it all together, all the bits and pieces that has helped us make sense of
it all. Well,
thank you
for having me on as your guest, and as I like to say, keep your eyes on the skies.
And you also said toward the end of the book something I liked very much. I liked the words, and I don't remember where it was. It said, "Together we will overcome."
Right.
And that was really powerful, and I'm going to use that a lot from now on.
We have a lot of help coming, and just be discerning because, you know, the government would like to make you think it's an invasion about to happen. No, it's intervention. This is their last false flag. You know, Wernher von Braun tried to tell everybody because he knew the pilot would attempt that. Well, now that the Federation has taken out Project Bluebeam, which is a technology to project holograms in the sky, they've tried to demonstrate that a few times. You know, we just need to use our discernment and know that we've got some help that's about to make its mass appearance. We're part of an intergalactic community of worlds, and they're getting ready to make their big move here.
You said that word again, or that little two words, false flag. Would you please tell us what you mean? I think I get the meaning. But
yeah, well, the false flag, like 9/11, was when the cabal and the Bush administration put on this event and tried to make us think it was a group of extremists from the Middle East. But the truth was, as Alex Jones said, you know, most of those people were still alive, observed walking around other parts of the world that were supposed to be on the plane that went down. You know,
I
so
heard that.
Yeah, they created all this and made us try to believe something opposite than what actually happened.
And that's a false flag. What about the H1N1 pandemic? Is that, would you consider that a false flag?
Well, yes. And in fact, if you go back and you study the life of past year, what really happened, how Sir Antoine Bishop was taken out of the history books when he said it's not the disease but the health of the territory that determines whether you're going to get disease. The whole vax thing has been a scam to make us believe bad science and bad theories so they can make profit off of people suffering and also through human genocide, as Dr. Leonard Horowitz has verified, of the whole agenda that's been going on. You know, when you get the real facts, you begin to become aware how much they lied to us about so many things.
And the gun control is the same thing. You said that people are manipulated to do the mass killings or
yes,
the Columbine thing.
Yeah, that's a whole story in itself, how they program many man-sharing sleeper agents who, because the energy shift is happening on the planet, most of these agents, other than a few instances like in Norway recently and Combine High and stuff like that, most of those events were have been short-circuited, have not are going to occur, not going to happen because the energy is coming on the planet and woke a lot of these people up out of their MK-Ultra negative programming that they were put through. Their new energies are awakening people to their sovereignty, to accountability, and bringing more joy and beauty on the planet. So we're not going to have to go through all this horrendous stuff that was originally programmed and planned by the cabal in the old timeline.
Bless you, Michael Elyjon, and for the great work that you're doing. We appreciate your dedication to the cause.
Well,
bless you, bless you.
Well, bless you, and thank you for letting me be on the show and so others can wake up and become more aware of what's happening here.
Can't wait to get it out to the people. We're on our way. And our next show will be another man making a difference on the planet. Richard Nelson has developed a limitless garden for a limited space, a 6-foot cube garden cell. I've just ordered mine. And by the way, all of these shows will soon be archived on our new website, altwaters.com, alt as in alternative, altwaters.com. This is your host, Carol Kepler, with blessings until we meet again.